And now, Don Blackwell.
A few years ago, a well-known denominational preacher wrote a syndicated newspaper column. He wrote, "The Ten Commandments give the concise statement of God's moral laws, and they have never been set aside." Friends, I want us to study the question today, are the Ten Commandments binding on us today? Because a lot of people believe that they are. And to even suggest that the Ten Commandments are not binding on men today upsets many individuals. And there's a battle raging today about the Ten Commandments and whether they should be allowed to be hung in public places. Many people believe that the Ten Commandments are God's law for man today. Friends, the Bible teaches us in 2 Timothy 2:15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so we must rightly divide the word of the Lord. That means we need to know what portion is part of the old law and what portion is binding on us today. That is, it's part of the new law. And I want to answer the question before we even get started and to say that we do not live under the Ten Commandments today, nor are they binding on us. The first major point I want for us to study today is why the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today. The Ten Commandments were given to Israel, not to us. That's the first thing I want you to notice. Shortly after the children of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, Moses went to the top of Mount Sinai to receive two tables of stone containing the Ten Commandments. Those commandments are recorded for us in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. Exodus 20 is when they were first given. Deuteronomy 5 is when Moses repeated them for the sake of the people and for the sake of the new generation who was soon to inherit the promised land. But before repeating the commandments on that occasion, Moses began with this statement, Deuteronomy 5:2-3. Moses said, "The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us who are all here alive this day." Now friends, Moses pointed out very clearly that the Ten Commandments that he was about to read were given to a specific and select group of people, namely the nation of Israel, not to us today. A second reason that the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today is not only because they weren't given to us, but because the Ten Commandments are part of the Old Testament law, and it has been done away. Jeremiah the prophet prophesied that that was going to be the case. In Jeremiah 31:31, he wrote, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt." He said it's not according to that covenant. He said it's going to be a new one. We read in the New Testament, in Galatians 3:23, "But before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed." Now, what does that mean? Friends, it means that we are no longer under the law of Moses. We're under the law of Christ. Hebrews 10:9 says, "He takes away the first, that he may establish the second." Colossians 2:14 says, "Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which is contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." And lest anyone miss the point, the Lord made this abundantly clear in Matthew chapter 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John were present on the mountaintop with Jesus. And there appeared miraculously Moses and Elijah. And Peter suggested that he build three tabernacles, one for each of them, thus placing Jesus, Moses, and Elijah on the same level. But the voice of God came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Friends, it is Christ's law that is binding on us today, not that of Moses. And that's the point the Lord was making. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus said that all authority has been given to him. And so, if Moses and his Ten Commandments are still in effect today, they are minus any authority at all. Friends, another proof that the Ten Commandments are not binding on us today is because it is specifically stated in the Bible that the Ten Commandments have been done away. Specifically stated. I want you to look with me at the book of Romans chapter 7 and verse 4. Romans 7 and 4. The Apostle Paul tells the Romans that they have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that they might be married to another. Now, dead to it, dead to the law, he says. Does that sound like it is still effective in any sense? If you're dead to something, it has no effect. Now, someone says, how do I know that this included the Ten Commandments, the law that they were dead to? Maybe the Ten Commandments were excluded. Look down to verse 6 in that same chapter. He writes, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by. Verse 7 says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law, for I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. Now, Paul is talking about the law, the one we are dead to, and he gives as an example of that law, you shall not covet. Friends, that's one of the Ten Commandments. And so Paul was clearly teaching that we are dead to the law of Moses, including the Ten Commandments. Notice another passage with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's notice verse 7. It says, but if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was so glorious that the children of Israel could not look steadfastly at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance. Now, he's talking about that which was written, engraven in stones. He's talking about that which, when it was given, Moses' face glowed and he had to put a veil on his face. Now, if you'll go back to Deuteronomy chapter 5 and Exodus chapter 34, you'll see he is talking about the Ten Commandments. Then drop down to verse 11 here in Corinthians. Verse 11 and verse 13 tells us that this that he's discussing was done away, verse 11. It was abolished, verse 13. Friends, the Lord is specifically telling us that the Ten Commandments have been done away. The second major point that I want us to notice in today's lesson is the consequences of binding the Ten Commandments today. One consequence would be this. If we bound the Ten Commandments on men today, then the Sabbath day would still be bound. The fourth of the Ten Commandments said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all of your work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it ye shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 10. And friends, the penalty for violating the Sabbath day was death. Exodus 31, 12 through 16. But in Numbers chapter 15, verses 32 through 36, we read about a man who violated the Sabbath. He picked up sticks on the Sabbath day. And as a result, he was executed. He was put to death for that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if the Ten Commandments are still binding on us today, who is going to enforce this portion of the law? Who is going to enforce this part in relation to the Sabbath? You see, the Sabbath day is not Sunday, as some people teach in the religious world. Some people teach Sunday is the Christian Sabbath. We don't read that in the Bible. Exodus 20 and verse 10 says the Sabbath was the seventh day of the week. And in addition to that, according to Sabbath day requirements, a fire could not even be kindled on that day. Exodus 35 and 3. Now, if we were to bind that today, that would mean that a woman could not even turn on her gas range to cook breakfast or to prepare lunch. A man could not even turn on the gas furnace on a cold Saturday afternoon. Friends, it wasn't just a violation of the Sabbath day that carried the death penalty. I want you to notice some of the other commandments that also carried the death penalty with them. Commandments number 1 and 2 of the Ten Commandments dealt with idolatry. Idolatry called for the death penalty, capital punishment. Deuteronomy 13, 6 through 11. The third commandment dealt with taking the Lord's name in vain. It too called for capital punishment. Leviticus 24, 10 through 15. The fourth commandment, Sabbath day violators were punished by death, Numbers 15, 32 and following. Commandment number five, honoring and obeying your parents, capital punishment for those who disobeyed it, Exodus 21 and 17, Leviticus 20 and 9. The sixth commandment dealt with murder, again, capital punishment. Those who committed murder were put to death, Exodus 21 and 12. Commandment number seven was adultery, punishable by death, Leviticus 20 and verse 10. And friends, incidentally, homosexuality also demanded capital punishment, Leviticus 20 and verse 13. The eighth commandment and the tenth commandment dealt with theft and coveting. And you remember Achan from Joshua chapter 7. He coveted, he stole, and he was executed. I think you get the point. I want to ask you today, though, who is going to follow through and keep this part of the law connected with the Ten Commandments? Who is going to execute the death penalty for its violators? Friends, it's also the case that if the Ten Commandments are bound today, then the whole law of God is bound. In Galatians 5 and 3, the Apostle Paul lays down this principle for us. He teaches us that acceptance of one part of the law of Moses, such as circumcision that he was talking about, acceptance of one part demanded keeping all of it. He wrote, "For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law." And so, friends, to bind the Ten Commandments today is to bind the whole law of Moses. And who's ready to do that? Who's ready to reenact animal sacrifices and all of those aspects of the law? If the Ten Commandments are binding today, we also have the problem with the implication of it. See, it would imply that there is more than one lawgiver. If the Ten Commandments are still binding today, then Moses is still a lawgiver today. And if Christ has a law binding on us, then He is a lawgiver today. Now that would make us under two lawgivers, and thus married both to Moses and to the Messiah. But friends, James 4 and 12 says there is one lawgiver. And Romans 7 and 4 teaches that we are married to Christ only, or else we are committing spiritual adultery. The third major point I want us to notice in this lesson is that today we live under the law of Christ, not the Ten Commandments. Friends, we live under a better covenant. Hebrews 8 and verse 6 says, "But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he also is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises." Now, some people will argue, when you point out to them that we don't live under the Ten Commandments today, their response is something like this. They will say, "Then you're saying that we can worship idols and profane the Lord's name and dishonor parents and commit murder and adultery?" But friends, that's not the logical or the scriptural conclusion of this. Do people know so little about the Bible that they think that the Ten Commandments are the only source of moral authority? Friends, the Bible does not teach that these things are acceptable for men today, but it's not because the law of Moses forbade them. It's because the law of Christ teaches these things and binds these on us today. And as a matter of fact, out of the Ten Commandments, nine of them are repeated in some form in the New Testament, the Testament that we live under today. Commandments 1 and 2 prohibited having any other gods and refraining from idolatry. In Matthew 4 and 10, Jesus commanded worship and service to God only. In Acts 10, 25 and 26, Peter forbade a man to worship him. Colossians 2 and 18, Revelation 19 and 10, angel worship is prohibited. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10, Galatians 5 and 20, Paul forbade idolatry. And so, we worship God only. And we refrain from idolatry, not because Moses taught it, but because Christ's law teaches it. Commandment number 3 forbade taking the Lord's name in vain. In Matthew 6 and 9, Jesus taught that God's name is to be hallowed. Ephesians 4 and 29, Colossians 4 and 6 teach against the wrong kind of language. And so we respect God's name, not because Moses said it, but because our lawgiver says it in the New Testament. Commandment 4 commands the keeping of the Sabbath day. Saturday was to be a day of rest and reverence. It was a sign between God and Israel. But it's not found in the new law. It's not found in the law of Christ, and so we don't teach it. Commandment number 5 taught respect and honor for parents. Ephesians 6:1-3 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother." And so we teach that, not because the law of Moses did, but because the law of Christ does. Commandments 6-10 were laws against murder, adultery, theft, lying, bearing false witness, and covetousness. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke against murder and adultery. Romans 13:9, Paul wrote, "For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, all are summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Friends, we could give many other examples, but we are not free to commit these evils, not because the law of Moses taught it, but because the law of Christ, the law that we live under, teaches it. Friends, we do not live under the Ten Commandments today. They were given to Israel, not to us. They are part of the old law, which has been done away. And no one is ready to accept the consequences of if they were binding on us today. Today, we live under a better covenant with better promises. And it's the only one under which a man today has any hope.